morning, honorable members. Other honorable members are going to join us here. The report we're preaching is about the members. You are from the honorable members. I take it that we agree with the report, unless there is something agent. If you want to raise in this speech,
Chairperson, I think we've only received this yesterday.
Yeah.
So obviously there was not an opportunity yet to give any feedback or input with regard to this. My input is as on arms court. You will remember even from the questions that was posed the other day to Mr. Wakeford in terms of salaries and bonuses and how it is calculated, those were not answered. He initially said the CFO must answer that, and when he got to him he said he's got nothing to add. So those things that I've specifically asked is not in here. And the only reason I'm asking that is we know that they've reported that, like for instance Project Hoefeister, which was initially very, very important, I think it's already delayed by 2 or 3 years now, and Mr. Wakeford has indicated that will be delayed for another 4 years, which is a concern, I think, of everybody, whether in 4 years, if they deliver, that will be outdated technology. Because when it was initially ordered and committed for, it was fantastic technology. It was advanced technology. And also how it will affect the cost. I'm asking that specifically because in terms of the other kinds of the reports, was it seems like Arms Corps is not doing it, the core function of capital acquisition, as much as I think it's supposed to be their core function and deliverable. With that, keep in mind in terms of their salary increases and bonuses. Now, the one thing I don't know, and we have asked that, whether those salary increases included bonuses, or with bonuses additional to that. And because that will have a major effect. And I think one of the issues that I've asked is to get clarity in terms of what is the basis of increases. Is it purely going through the, you know, ticking the boxes and say, hey, we have complied, but in terms of the core function, there was not really performance, not only because of their own fault, but because of the whole defense budget and everything around that. If you look at some of those increases and in terms of the allocation from the state to Arms Corps, and if you look at the salaries of only the two top people, then the difference is probably 60% of that went to the two people, with an average annual increase in salary of about between 400,000 and 500,000 rand. Now that sounds excessive given the fact that we know what happened with DOD budget. And we know in terms of the special account, defense account, where 1 billion rand was last year transferred for HR costs. And we have the National Treasury and Defense Review guidelines. Those things, I think we must just get clarity as to how that is determined, what is included. Because my information is this year is again substantial increases, this current 18-19 financial year. And I'm just wondering, where are we going with Arms Corps? And while we have got private sector companies like Paramount and Milcor and Atlantis and many others in South Africa, even small people, that is going basically bankrupt because government is not buying from them. So I think one was just, that was not included, and I think that is very, very critical in terms of the position that DOD find themselves in.
Now, what do you suggest?
Well, I think, you know, at least what we must just capture, and my request is that we must just capture, and maybe the content advisors would give us indication whether one must just capture those things that was raised and that was not answered, and maybe in terms of our recommendation that they need to report to us on those increases, justification for increases, bonuses, especially if, I mean, if DOD had an increase of 3% of GDP and, you know, we had a good defense budget, I would say no problem. But on the one hand, we say, you know, we cannot increase there, but there's major increases here. Double inflation, triple inflation, 4 or 5 times inflation. And that on face value, people might ask, but don't you do oversight? Don't you ask questions about that? And then you blame DOD. So if one can capture that, I mean, I will be very happy. Because it's very relevant. Very relevant.
So you think that there's no increase in the DOD?
No, I say that's limited.
No, that's right.
Salaries and bonuses and things like that.
Yeah.
Whether bonus is included and whether bonus is not included. Because you can see that only for the two top officials, the combined increase is about 900,000 rand a year.
We need to understand the logic.
The logic behind that, how they determine that, given their core function of capital acquisition.
They can't do.
Which we know that they cannot do, but despite that, so if we want to blame Arms Corps, DOD, for having HR cost of 65%, in their case it might be substantially more. So we cannot point a finger to DOD and say, hey, you're not doing what the Defence Review tells you and what National Treasury tells you, but they get away with that. That is.
You want their salaries to be decreased?
No. I always say any increase in salary is a function of productivity. So if your productivity and your output increase, for instance, by 20%. And you give a 15% increase in salary, it says, yay, thanks, fantastic. You know, with a 15% increase, you produce a 20% increase in revenue and return. But if your revenue and return is going down or basically stay the same, but you've got a huge increase in salaries, it means that you're going to have less money for acquisitions.
I just want to make a comparison between the two. We also put the question to CCB, the CAFO board, and the CEO, CFO, and the senior staff agreed that they won't take increases this year in terms of not even bonuses. They're going to basically waive that, they're not going to accept it. In light of the recession, in light of the financial constraints and all those things, so that is on their part, although it's in their contract. They opted not to take advantage of it and say that, look, we will sacrifice that and not take it this year. I think the comparison then is would Arms Corps do the same. But I think all entities that are working under DOD, we should ask the question now, what do they actually contribute to the DOD? All of them are taking from the DOD, what do they actually give back to the DOD? How much money are we receiving for DOD? Which we can supplement our own budget with DOD. And that there's always been issues of using IT, sweating assets, doing all these things. But where is the benefit now for DOD that is now over basically had to use the FDA, special defense account, they had to sacrifice another billion after that. They were asked to cut by a billion. So there are huge constraints on the department. Are the entities actually contributing and assisting the situation and not continuing on their own trend? I think that should be the question for all those entities. For the same thing with CCB, it's unacceptable that they ask the National Treasury for a grant because of the failure of the CEO, and in terms of his own contract, the day he signed on, he said he's going to come up with a strategy over the next 3 years of optimization of revenue. He's come up with nothing. He has not proven to us that he's able to sustain the CCB on the income and revenue generated by all its activities. He's now asking for a bailout. And I'm not going to agree to a bailout. He must work his ass off to get the money in. That's what the agreement. He's always asking, and the 4.5 was also misplaced. The 4.5 million was actually just for logistics to see to maintenance, which is not part of the CCB budget. So he gives the wrong impression that it's not additional money to CCB. It's a separate ring-fenced account under logistics of DOD for maintenance. So I think for the CCB, I want to also add maybe a point that although I've been a bit lenient because I'm waiting on the minister's report, this committee has received the report on the allegations against the castle. I'm still sitting with the documents, and I'm waiting. The minister said that she will institute an investigation, and I have written to her several times. She's promised that it's making progress. She will get back. I sent it even last week to her, immediately after our meeting. But I would like to note that the report by the minister is still pending on the allegations made, serious allegations made against the castle. I'm not finished with it. In fact, I'm waiting for a press conference if nothing is going to happen. And I will put the papers on the table. And Mr. The CEO, he will have to come to the party. It's nice to speak about this and put it in papers and things. We will ask for a review of certain of the papers and documents. The clear says it's a clean audit. So I'm waiting on the report before I make any comment. I mean, that was the request I put to the committee and we submitted to the minister's office. So we are waiting on a report from the minister to receive guidance from her investigation of the matter.
What would we like to see happening, Honorable Sambo, especially the CCB?
The CCB, I was just waiting for the report. The minister said
not
she...
Not about the report.
The first one is the grant. There was an appeal made to our committee at the end of the presentation by Mr. Bill Fallon that... Yeah, this is the special request that I'd like committee to support me on. And that is basically a 1.2 million grant to see us through. And if we're able to pay back, we will pay back. But if we are not able, it's a grant, we will not pay it back. So he's asking an extension on his life, on his project of revenue optimization another year. His contract has been extended already. He has completed the first 3 years, he's busy with the second 3 years. So he needs to produce. And I don't see, I've referred customers to him, I've gone to consulates, they're having events taking now in November taking place on Second World War issues, they're using the castle. I recommend people to use the castle and to pay so that they can have revenue, there's opportunity, and contact Mr. Gilbert and the other clients. Please make it attractive and get some money in, because we need money for the castle. It's not that I leave him there and just criticize, I actually refer to him.
Are you saying our concern is that the castle is not self-sustainable?
No.
The castle needs to be self-sustainable.
It has to be, that's
what I'm saying. That's the one that probably would like to
be. Absolutely.
Okay. Fine. I think that is in the interest of everybody. I'm still seeing meaning. You need to submit both
contracts.
That is what you want us to factor in our.
Yeah, especially I think you guys have listened with. But the idea is, I don't want to keep the verbatim words, but I mean, you get the context that we're talking about.
No, it's fine. Can I just confirm with Mr. Issa with regards to the report, waiting for the report of the minister,
Yes.
Remember there was a mention made of the hitherto unfound allegations.
Yeah,
and
right.
There was a question on that, so we can maybe put that in observation, and
yeah.
Then just in the recommendation say, you know, that the committee is still awaiting report of the minister with regard to this hitherto unfounded allegation.
Okay. Yeah. That's why I couldn't respond in our discussion,
yeah.
Because I'm waiting on a minister report. I can't take up the issue.
No,
that would be unfair.
But it's important for the policy to think that.
Yeah.
Because this is not
your
issue.
No, correct. It's committee. It's a committee issue. There are no issues. I'm in consultation with you, okay? I'm consultation with
you. Just another point of an arms court. There was, on face value, the irregular expenditure and the what was wasteful expenditure seems to be very, very high, but they've received an unqualified order. And I think one needs to have a more in-depth knowledge of that irregular expenditure. Whether that is a fault or a mistake amongst management, and if that is the case, again it comes back to the increases and the bonuses. How do you coincide that?
Arms Corps.
Yeah, Arms Corps. A lot of irregular expenditure. A lot of wasteful expenditure that the Auditor General has put emphasis on, and again, how do you justify then all the salary increases and bonuses?
What we should say, we are not auditor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because we only. Because we only read what the Auditor General tells us.
Now, what we should say, we should always because. And what is irregular expenditure?
Yeah.
It's part is one of the financial misconduct.
Yeah.
So the committee should be concerned about the high level of the irregular expenditure, and to say that it should be corrected.
Remember, it has increased from 4.1 million to 12.3 million irregular expenditure. So that's a substantial increase.
A substantial increase
in irregular
expenditure.
Yeah.
Should be corrected as a matter of agency.
And they must give us feedback on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, we sit with a much smaller budget, so we must make sure that there's no things running around and not being proper corporate governance and oversight over that. So
you feel like you wanted to say it in Africa.
It's funny enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's funny enough, as an Afrikaans speaking person, I often think to myself, how do I put this in good English? And then sometimes I have to go to Google Translate and say, what does Google Translate tell me in English?
Google can speak Afrikaans better than
English. No, I think, honourable members, that is
what you raise is within the framework of oversight. Effective and efficient of oversight. I think that should be put as part of our report. Well, as you amend the report, that, that kind of thing. Honourable Member.
No, I think that on this matter, I think in the Auditor General, he has put it clear to say the monitoring processes were not sufficient.
Yes.
To prevent these instances.
Yeah.
Which means it goes back to their risk committee,
internal control, internal audit.
Yeah.
So if they are effective enough, so if they do have them, that it means they are not doing their responsibility appropriately. So I think we need our report should focus on that to say the risk and audit committees need to be strengthened, and then they have to come to the committee and report on those that are effective now and bring the report on those.
But Chairperson, just the last thing, you will remember that when Mr. Wakeford was questioned on Hoefyster, Project Hoefyster, he was indicating obviously the problems in the NAL that is added to or exacerbated to the fact that they cannot build and deliver Hoefyster. I think it's already about 32 months delayed so far. He has said, and you must just go and listen to what he said a further 4 years delay. It might be a further 4 years delay. I'm saying to myself, they must come and report back to us in terms of what is the implications of that. First of all, for the DOD, in terms of they need this vehicle, this infantry vehicle. How is it going to jeopardize or keep capture the DOD in terms of what they need to do, especially on our land borders? The other thing is that I'm concerned about, and that they must give us feedback. When we receive Hoefyster or the vehicle, in 4 years' time, it might be outdated technology. 32 months ago, when it was agreed and the order confirmed, it was fantastic technology. You know, that turret on the top was fantastic. I'm just concerned because nowhere do we get information the practical implications if this is only going to be delivered in 4 years. How do they make sure that we stay on top in terms of the technology, and also what will it do to the cost of that vehicle? You know, will it be the same cost? I doubt that very much. You know, if it's going to triple or go further on. Then, and again, you remember I've asked a couple of times, then we will have to go and then they must have a closed session where they tell us, can they do that from the special defense account? What will the implications of, if there's a substantial increase in this vehicle, how would that impact on the special defense account? Because there's no purpose running with a project just to be told that that's it, sorry, there's no money.
Well, I should say that we need to get a regular feedback on the implication of this delay. And if we all remember, my wife, that we only come with a very good recommendation.
Yeah.
We've been doing that.
Yeah.
But, you know,
follow up.
What gets lost is that follow up. We need to have a method of recording them. You know, our dashboard method, I think, should apply throughout. Throughout on what we inquire and what we need to know. I think because the committee's recommendation are always very good, and very relevant.
Yeah.
So we need to find a way that. Or strengthen our own way the dashboard. We need to strengthen that kind of report back method, you know.
I think what will help, Honorable Chair, just to add a advice to that one, is that we must insist that the actual closed session with the SDA account being explained to us in a closed session. Nobody else around. And then they must tell us we got 6 billion or 5 billion there. Because the billion was taken out for cost of employment. And going forward, we may have to use the SDA again, which is, we ask if it's legal to actually use the SDA for employment operational costs and not for capital costs. So the department is forced to use the resources to survive. Otherwise, the department is going to be in serious trouble. So we need to, if we know the SDA's position, then we know the position of the capital acquisition. All the projects that are dependent on the Project Biro, Project Hotel, Project Hoefyster, all those projects, even cyber security.
Yeah.
We are sitting with a serious challenge that if we do not understand what's going on with SDA, we won't know the future of our project.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I think we are done with
the there's one point that I have I just quickly think, what is that?
Come on, Afrikaans, think what it
is. Yeah, there's no, there's no method after that.
That's the
help,
that's the minute of
yeah, and I think, I also noticed that in 2017, we have got the contribution of the migration of the
year.
But I think we need to also emphasize it, and then we make a recommendation to say we need a report that is explaining the processes now, because we have progress report on that.
Mm.
Because if you are listening to this report, it could be armed cohort is of ACL is still denied. So
yeah.
It must be that process of migration must be fast track so that you are able to oversee denied directly.
And I fully support that, because currently we are so dependent on Danelle, but we have got no idea what's going on at Danelle. Chairperson, the one thing that I've missed, and that was the reference to the sweating of assets.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it has been mentioned that no property has been transferred to Arms Corp. Do we say it's really necessary for property to be transferred first to Arms Corp before they can sweat that asset? Why? I mean, currently they're acting as an, call it an agent, proxy for DOD. So surely they can, and we need to know more about that. Why is it necessary for the property to be first transferred to Arms Corps before they can start, you know, generating income for the DOD? I don't understand.
But
I don't think it's necessary.
You can't have an authority on a property that you do not own.
Well, but remember they act on behalf of the DOD. Agent.
I think they are referring to the legislative environment.
Okay, but I think it's necessary that we be briefed on that.
Yeah.
Why is it then necessary that property must first be transferred to Arms Corps before they can act on behalf of DOD in sweating those assets? Because transfer of property might take years. And it means that, you know, that sweating of assets to carry DOD might be delayed for another couple of years. And then we can just as well close shop.
Jay, you want to say? Shouldn't we first get the service level agreement between the department and Arms Corps?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What that says, and whether that refers to the actual transfer and migration of assets. To the main and brief us on the HRA and what's the content of that,
yeah.
And then we can maybe have clarity on whether the asset should be
by the way, it was said that the SSA has been signed already.
Yeah.
What we should do is that we need to get a
briefing
on that, and then so that this process should be fast tracked.
Yeah.
I think there is a technical issue on what's here in terms of the department making money on its property. Does that money stay with the department, or should that money be revert now to treasury? So it's a matter also of, I remember there was a special request made to National Treasury to allow the sweating and the returns on the investment to actually go revert to the department, which needs to be ring-fenced. But under normal circumstances, if you don't use the property, it reverts to the public works. They can sweat it, and whatever money comes in goes to the treasury.
Yeah.
They can lease it, they can work, whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
So I think there's that technical issue of where does the profit go from that development or that sweating.
One, we need to get bring us on board on that credit level agreement. Two, Honorable Isal, we are going to have a meeting, a joint standing committee meeting on the funding model.
That's correct.
I think that issue, that you must first put and then in that meeting, but I think we must pack it and then we need to write it there, you know.
That's a good.
Yeah.
Kosana, on the
phone. You can be very quiet. I really forgot to
I didn't see him coming. I didn't see him coming through the door.
Yeah.
didn't see that. So I was looking for a hole in the, you know, and there's nothing here.
Now, by the way, we are going to adopt this reporting amendment, I guess. We are, but only two reports.
The three reports,
DLT. So we are done with the two, AMSCO and CCB.
And DMB.
And the DMB. So we are done.
With that three.
Yeah, with that three. Then we need to adopt it, but we need a
form.
One person.
I can't ask one person. So the idea is that they are also going to respond to other questions. Remember, in that response, they have only seven responses to seven specific issues. But there are more issues that they need to respond to. So the suggestion would be that they give us the other responses as well to the outstanding questions, and then at the next meeting, we can interrogate them with all the issues in one go.
Okay.
If there is
no, that's fine. We didn't see them late. We told them that we want them by Monday.
By Monday.
Yes. Yeah. By Monday, I got a message back from that they did settle. Yeah. Yeah. Though they are not confirmed. That is the way to go in the meeting. I just wanted to correct
them. Because these are quite substantive issues. For instance, the explanation of all the outstanding patients, the contingency deal, and so on.
The DOD went to Namibia, and then it was a long arrangement.
So the delay on the
so we have a delay on the they can only present next week on the 24th, but already we made an application to the house chair, and then that has been granted.
Oh, thank you
very
much. But the process already
what
in the
house.
Yeah.
What
are you
suggesting?
I'm just suggesting with the answers, the responses that we receive, that we shouldn't maybe catch in now with the triple R, that at the next meeting when they come, then we should deal with all the responses that have been given.
So you want to finalize it after the next meeting?
Okay.
No, because what I'm asking is if there are critical issues that may need a recommendation, have you selected or did you have any opportunity or time to select the critical issues that are there that will need to be incorporated into the not everything, but
yeah,
those critical issues that we need to make some recommendations to Parliament.
I think there are two that I can quickly think of. It is the issue with regard to the turnaround strategy,
yeah.
And I think this captures it more clearly as to what they've done already. Remember the recommendation from the turnaround strategy is high.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that should be captured in the thing. And the other thing that hasn't been really captured is the whole issue of asset management.
Mm-hmm.
And the response to that, and so therefore the personal question about assets and how we're managing that. So those are two of my issues that we need to incorporate. And then we've talked about the contingency issues, and they are responsible for with regard to that. So I can just maybe elaborate on that. And then I think most of these things will be covered.
Training
part?
That's
the
training.
Okay.
The skills development in the report. That's included in the report.
Yeah.
The skills development, the training that was done. The CEO.
Yes,
it is.
Okay,
thank you. Okay, thanks. We need one person.
Is Mr. Mashlonga not here? Mshlongo.
No,
he
promised to join us
later. I don't
know.
The police meet too often. They meet 3 times a week.
Hmm?
The police committee.
Yeah.
They meet 3 times a week. Too much.
And now they want and people. And now they want the fence board to come and do their work. No.
No. In the past, people were not saying. We were serving in this committee, we were not serving in any other committee. But I think it has changed. That's why now.
That is why they're not here.
Now, in truth, the previous initiative was the correct one.
Correct.
I think we should call for amendment of the repeal of 93, the constitution. For the joint planning committee to see. Because we're doing all the work on it.
You know, I just imagine last week,
Friday.
Yeah, the portfolio committee attended.
Yeah, into the joint planning. And then all of a sudden, we were
the committee.
Yeah, and then he came along, they said it's okay.
Most of them come alone.
Exactly. So, I mean, we can do all the work, they can just. It exists, but we need to repeal the 93 constitution
and it's just there for compliance.
That's all.
But what we have to do
is they don't have time. They don't even go with oversight with us.
What happened to Mr. Paul? But he doesn't come and ask questions. The honourable member from Maruta has just joined us now, and it's not surprising, she's a veteran.
Ah, no problem. Welcome.
In matters of defense. We are adopting three beautiful articles. Control Board and Department of Military Veterans. Thank you very much, you are welcome. I'm not sure what is the problem. Do we adopt the three report one or one by the report?
Each.
Okay, can we have a mover for the adoption of the report from AFCO, Honorable Shambuja, Honorable Muruta?
With the amendment.
With the amendment, thank you very much. Honorable Marie, the report is adopted. Can we go to the CCB report? Move up for the adoption. Honorable Isao.
What do you mean,
the second Honorable Maruta. Thank you very much. And the report is adopted. Then we go to the report on the Department of Military Veterans. Move up for the report, Honorable Maruta. Honorable Kosana, Honorable Sal Seganda.
Thank you very much. We will make sure they pay you a sitting allowance. A meeting allowance.
The announcement that I have registered an invitation, Honorable Member, to Umban, to go to a conference, I don't know what conference is, the General Food this morning, on the 10th General Conference of Umban Institutions for the Armed Forces. The written invitation.
When is it on the chair?
On the 29th to the 31st of October.
29th to the that is the Monday to the Wednesday.
Yeah.
The committee, 31st.
The chair and one delegate, and that can be worked out of this meeting. Delegates, I'm sure, and talk to you about that.
I'm ready to go.
Well, fine.
I propose.
Yeah, I'll be in the committee.
can I just ask from Mandy, what is our program for that week?
Yeah, that's what I'm
It's a Wednesday, 31st.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. But the public hearing is on Monday, Jack?
We are supposed to receive feedback on the progress made on the amendment of the Military Veterans Act. But from the response that we have now, if the response stays as it is,
then
there's no need
for the public hearing.
Yeah. If they come with another response before that date, the committee will be informed.
Yeah, but the military, if I'm obliged to stay chair, then I'll have to ask my colleagues here if you would volunteer. I can't miss the military.
Yeah. you talk in your podcast. Thank you very much. We'll keep updated. Kept updated, honourable members. Thank you very much. Our meeting is adjourned.
Thank you very much.
This is our last meeting for this weekend.
Yes. Also, the Joint Standing Committee is not meeting this week. They're meeting next week.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
But the President is answering questions.
No, not anymore.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Well, that's a little different.